morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. There were three different Major League Baseball home games in New York for the first time in over a century last night, as the Blue Jays hosted the Marlins at their AAA affiliate in Buffalo. The Blue Jays edged Miami in 10 innings, 5-4, the Yankees beat the Braves 9-6, and the Nationals held off the Mets 2-1. Also, the Rays routed the Red Sox 8-2. In the NBA, the Nets topped the Magic 108-96, the Celtics ran past the Grizzlies 122-107, the Suns down to the 76ers 130-117 through remain undefeated in the season restart, and the Bucks defeated the Wizards 126-113. In the NHL, Braden Point scored 10 minutes and 27 seconds into the fifth overtime, and the Lightning beat the Blue Jackets 3-2 in the fourth longest game in Stanley Cup playoff history. This is just the start of their first round series, and the sheer length of it actually postponed the Bruins game against Carolina in the same building. That game has been rescheduled for today at 11 a.m. In soccer, Dario Zuparic's first goal of the season lifted the Portland Timbers over Orlando City in the finale of the MLS's back tournament 2-1. The win caps a month-long event at ESPN's Wide World of Sports complex at Disney World that shows sports can in fact be played safely inside a bubble. As the Timbers hoisted the MLS's back trophy at midfield, fans cheered from afar via Zoom and a giant TV screen in the background. And lastly, a crumbling college football season took a massive hit yesterday when the Big Ten and Pac-12 canceled their fall seasons over the coronavirus pandemic. Despite pleas from players, coaches, and President Trump, 40% of major college football teams have now decided to punt on a fall season, a decision that will cost schools tens of millions of dollars and upend traditions dating back a century. I'm Jesse King.